It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The storm that brought heavy rain and snow to California is coming to parts of Colorado today and tomorrow. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
This weather event is called an atmospheric river. A flowing column of concentrated water vapor, like a river in the sky, can produce heavy amounts of rain and snow. The storm making its way east to Colorado is classified as a level 5, which is the strongest category. The National Weather Service in Grand Junction is expecting widespread snow and rain on the western slope and says the storm could bring unusual amounts of precipitation for this time of year. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Colorado Supreme Court heard arguments Monday over proposed new maps for the state's legislative districts. CPR's Megan Verlee reports they're drawing much less criticism than the state's congressional map.
The state Supreme Court is still weighing concerns that the new boundaries for Congress don't adequately protect the voice of Latino communities. But the same groups objecting to the congressional map generally support the final legislative ones, only asking for a few limited changes. The state legislative maps make it likely Democrats will continue to control the House and Senate, but Colorado Republicans filed a brief saying the process was fair and followed the state constitution, and they support the final outcome. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
COVID-19 hospitalizations rose again Monday to 1,170. That's the most in the current wave of the pandemic and the highest since late December of last year. Kara Welch with the Colorado Hospital Association says hospitals are busy with both coronavirus patients and those seeking care for other things.
We're certainly at our highest capacity levels that we've seen. Our hospitals are stretched incredibly thin.
36% of Colorado hospitals expect staff shortages, and 29% expect to be short on beds in intensive care units within the next week. Colorado voters have turned in just over 313,000 ballots for this fall's election. Ballots have to be returned by next Tuesday, November 2nd.